Warning, this podcast contains topics, words, and phrases that are considered triggers, such as, but not limited to, killing a hooker, dead babies, fat shaming, egregious drug abuse, slavery, sexual assault, God and Africans.
Yo. What up?
Hello.
What up? Welcome back, guys. We're like doing these a lot now for you. We just went super serious on our last one, talking to a real live fucking interview. It's crazy. We're fucking growing so much here, Zach, and I love it. I fucking love it.
It's true. He was pretty stoked on the last podcast.
I wasn't as stoked as you, fool. This fool was like nips out, dude. He was like really hype.
In all fairness, my nips were out before the interview.
See, he pulled his nips out. I was just like, why don't we just pull the dick out? Let's just fucking do it.
And that's the difference between Max and I. I have a little bit of class.
Anyways, how have you been?
Me? I've been not too bad. Working.
That's your problem?
Click the ads. Give us money so I don't have to work. We'll bring you more podcasts.
We made like 3 cents yesterday.
Woohoo! That's actually like a good day for us,
guys.
That's
a real good day. We're trying to sell out as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Don't confuse it. We are trying to sell out here.
Yeah. So when we do sell, the earlier we sell out, the easier it is to get it buy on people that
and then,
sold out.
Once we sell out the first time, we're allowed to make the comeback. You know, like as the like, no, he's reinventing himself back as like the grittier. You know what he started as.
Grittier.
So I imagine when we sell out, we're going to like lose a little bit of the rough edges.
I mean, yeah, I guess you can't talk about your dick in a fucking Pampers commercial.
I mean, I feel, isn't that like the perfect place to talk about it? Like,
touche.
Like, it's kind of important if you're doing a Pampers ad.
Touche. Oh, speaking of Pampers,
you know who doesn't need Pampers, Max?
Who's that?
Dead babies.
Well, look, we have dead babies on this list. But it's not dead babies that we really want to talk about.
It's not
they were
babies.
Told that they were dead. The babies aren't dead.
Yes.
Per se.
But
whoever's baby
But imagine going
is,
in and, you know, giving birth and mm-hmm. coming back and being told your baby has died.
It's gone.
It's just gone. Not just died, but like it vanished into like the other dimension wormhole when it died.
It's poof.
Poof. Something vanished on the way. You can't see the baby again. Only to find out, 40 years later?
Like 20. When these kids started.
No, it happened in the 70s, didn't it?
Oh my god, are you kidding me? I thought this was like the 80s. I thought these kids were like our age.
Nah.
These kids are like 40 years old?
40, 50 years old, yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah, like years later. Like they knew they were adopted. Like the kids knew they were adopted. And then when they went to find their birth mothers, they found out, hey, you thought I was dead this entire time.
Right, so back up. So in St. Louis.
Let's start over, because we've hinted at a lot of stuff without actually saying what happened.
Okay.
In St. Louis, which we've determined is a wonderful place for black people.
Niggas dying. Babies dying. People dying.
Pretty much in the 70s, young, single, African-American mothers were coming in, giving birth, and then pretty much being told their babies were dead and not to worry about it.
And this is, so many questions pop up, because it's like, one, if the doctor's like, oh, your baby's dead, do you not ask to see the baby body?
I mean, do you not bury the baby?
I mean, me personally, I wouldn't want to see no dead ass baby. Keep that thing away from me. But I'd imagine if you're a woman, you carry that thing to full term, you would want to see that baby, because it was, you just need to know. I get that. I don't have that emotional capacity.
Was it perfect? It's perfect in every way.
I don't have that emotional capacity. But I'm sure people who could carry a baby do so. It's like, were these women high on drugs? It was the 70s. Like, what happened?
I mean, they were vulnerable enough where they were coming in without a real great support system to ask the questions we're asking, maybe?
I don't know, that just seems like a normal question. Where the fuck my baby at, nigga?
It died.
Show me my...
Get the fuck out of here.
Where's it at?
It's gone. It died. What do you need it for?
You,
Kick rocks.
Listen, Blackie. You don't even have insurance.
You're not insured. You're lucky. You're lucky we even delivered this baby for you.
Get out of here, coon.
Get out. This used to be a white zombie
hospital. Till that fucking hippie JFK came around.
But so yeah. So that was happening. Which isn't really the point of what we're talking about. The point that we got to thinking of is, what is the baby market? What nowadays? What would it take
What's the baby market? What's like? The baby How market? How much does a baby cost? If you want a grade A American baby, African ass.
Let's
baby.
Be perfectly honest. The baby that everyone wants is a Brad Pitt shit. I mean, pretty much everyone wants the blonde hair, blue eyed girl.
Brad Pitt's babies, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's babies, are perfect. You know, the twins, they're fucking perfect. They have another little blonde-haired, blue-eyed one, too. You're like, how much would that baby cost?
Well, so...
because they're always outsourcing babies and shit. How much would it cost to buy Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's twin boy and girl babies? That's the perfect stock right there.
But here's the thing. We're not talking necessarily now. We mean straight out of the birth canal.
No, I want a fresh baby, nigga. I don't want a fucking old, couple days old baby. I want a baby that's going to think I was there
forever. Right, right, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You want it fresh out of the... Right, right, right.
But you don't want to deal with the surrogate at all. You want this baby...
No. Right. You don't need to know where it came from.
No, you don't want to know where it came from.
You just want this baby. Yeah, you just want the baby.
Right.
And assuming that the person wants the... But let's say you're not fit for adoption for one way or another reason or another. Let's say you're... Let's say you got a bunch of money, but like you're kind of shady, and like the adoption people like won't let you.
Are you saying that I couldn't get a baby? I could get a baby right now, dude.
Well, describing the system that we're gonna teach these people, yes.
I could get a baby, nigga. I could get any fucking baby I wanted.
That's a little creepy.
Let's finish up.
It's a little strange, but. You know, like, so, and then we got to thinking, so, you know, you get the baby. And then we got, you know, from the thing, you tell the mom and the mother it's dead, but what happens if the mother wants to bury the baby? You know, like, hold the baby for a minute.
No, how much does a fucking baby cost? Fuck that mom. How do I get a baby?
Well, it depends. What kind of baby?
That's the thing. Who says what baby's most expensive?
The market dictates price
on baby. Okay, so what's the market right now? Black is in. Empire. Motherfucking...
Light skin black is in.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Nigga, no. Dark skin fucking sexual chocolate black is in right now, cuz.
I mean, it's
black,
always...
All black is beautiful.
No argument.
You can't... Don't fucking argue with me. This nigga has a hat that fucking Rastafarian with dreads wearing shit on right now. I just want everybody to know.
I got this from the Senegalese guy, Baba.
I just want everybody to know that Zach, as usual, looks homeless right now. Does anybody want a Zach baby, nigga? I'm sorry.
Man, I'm prime genetic stuff. It's what the inside what counts, man.
That's true. He is a Jew, so that counts for something, I suppose.
Baby is born with perfect credit.
Damn. That's true. Like, you get that black baby, you get that...
You're already, like, born with, like, in bankruptcy.
Like, you might get a rapper or a basketball player, but, nigga, you can't get a house in that nigga name. can't take out no car loan.
You better be a rapper or a basketball player.
Shit.
Fuck.
But that's what I'm saying, like...
How much does it cost to actually get a baby?
Because look, okay, I didn't remember when we started talking about this. I did a lot of extensive...
Max is now really, for sure, being watched by the NSA and FBI.
Extensive dead baby. Stolen baby.
Stolen baby.
Black market baby.
Black market baby.
B&B. Let's just call it B&B.
That's easier.
Okay, so I did extensive B&B research, okay? And, you know, in like these war-torn, really, really poor countries... You can get a baby for as little as, like, $300.
It's not bad.
You know, like, if you just want the baby, no questions asked, I can't get it out of this country for you, but I can get you that baby.
Once you get
here. What you do with that baby, why you in Haiti?
No one cares.
That's your deal. That's fucked up. But there's some...
Isn't that a pretty good investment if you can get there, like, bring $1,000 and rescue three kids?
No, because you want this to be a one... Rescue three kids? What, are you just going to release them into the wild?
Resell them.
Oh, resell them to like... Because that's the thing. If I was a baby seller, I would make sure that the people I'm selling this baby to was like on the up and up.
Right, right. So if you're, and so if you're selling, reselling to the up and ups, you're charging thousands for the babies.
Oh, I'm that's a sick return.
You know, and even if you do have to release them back in the wild, releasing them back in the wild out here is better than being in Africa. In
but the see, this is country. The thing. Now, this is the thing though. Why you want a one stop shop place though? Because now, if you've had this, if you get this B&B, but now you don't have papers to take the B&B out of the country, that's another nigga you gotta bring in that knows. You're in the B&B market. You know what I'm saying? Now they know. Like, that's too many people that you're going to have to kill later on.
Well, are we killing them or greasing them?
Huh?
Because imagine when you try to get to the white babies, you can't leave a trail of bodies. You got to grease them.
You can't leave a trail. No, not the babies, but you got to kill the...
No, no, you can't leave a trail of bodies. Like, huh, all these people who are, like, in charge of the babies seem to be dying.
No. See, that's the thing. No, but you got to get somebody that can get you B&B papers. Like, you can't just take a baby out of a country.
Right, so you gotta grease people more than kill them.
No, but you go to one person, and you gotta grease one person instead of getting one guy who sells you the B&B, and then now you got another guy who gives you papers for the B&B. You see what I'm saying?
So you need to go to the directly to work with the guy at the hospital who does the fucking birth certificate.
Honestly, you need to put a fucking smock on, put the little doctor's thing on, take the baby out of the vagina, walk out the back door, and then you got a good B&B. Like, that's a good process.
You got no papers. You have no papers
at all. But now you got this baby, and honestly, that's the way to do it. That's honestly the way to do it. You act like you're a doctor. They don't ask you. Have you ever been in a hospital? It's hectic than a motherfucker.
I think we talked about the guy who was walking, the teenager in Florida was walking around.
Walking to a hospital.
I just walk into hospitals. But I work around them. So
they let this nigga, and he looks like, he kind of looked like Linus. From Charlie Brown. Like, I wouldn't let that nigga in a fucking daycare, fool.
Wasn't Linus the piano player?
Which was the one that was the dirty one?
Pigpen? Like, his name was literally Pigpen.
No, it wasn't, nigga.
Yeah, it was.
What are you talking about?
Linus was the one with the blanket. Pigpen was the dirty motherfucker.
His name was Pigpen?
His name was Pigpen.
That show was fucking weird, dude.
It's real, like, real strange. Weird show.
Real strange.
I don't...
Why did Snoopy talk?
I read the comics...
Very... Very aware.
I've not read Peanuts in the comics for years because it's not funny. It's not fucking funny.
It's like these depressed ass
Little bald kid.
These kids are like in depression era.
Yeah, there's nothing ever happy that happens.
That one fucking angsty little bitch who kept fucking with Charlie Brown. Fuck that, huh? See, now those babies I would murder. But anyways, all I'm saying is, okay, so you can go to Haiti, you can buy this baby for very cheap, but then, see, the problem with going to Haiti and buying a Haiti baby is now you got a Haitian baby.
So with Haitian.
And, like, how much are you going to be able to sell that for?
You don't tell anyone else it's Haitian.
Oh, you can figure it out. You just can't go off passing Haitians off for regular black babies. That is not how it works.
Cuban.
Ugh. Nobody wants a Cuban or a Haitian baby.
I think Cuban is going to be in vogue soon.
Nah, dude.
With the embargo coming up? Oh, yeah. People are going to want those Cubans. No,
they were in vogue for a second when the embargo just happened. You know, but that was so long ago. People have forgotten about Cuban
babies. Right, so exactly. With the embargo coming up, it's going to be like... No. I think Cuban babies are going to make a comeback.
No, dude, like South America, like Sofia Vergara babies are in right now. Flat out. It's not Cuban. It's more like Southern America, Chile... All that kind of stuff. Like, that's Colombia. And then get a little blow, get a little baby. That's your B&B market right there, right now. You know what I'm saying? Africa's like a slow moving one. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's the thing. The infrastructure is really bad for the B&B market. You know?
But conversely, that actually helps open up the B&B market, the infrastructure being so terrible.
That's true.
Because, I mean, literally, if you want to get, like a good American white baby, think about how hard that
There's
is to make disappear.
So much bureaucracy and, like, different fucking levels to getting that. Like, you gotta pay the doctor.
The nurse. You need a... Now you need a dead baby. Because you ain't taking a white baby without Which brings me to my point. The fresh dead baby market.
The fresh dead baby market.
Because you can't just bring, like, an old-ass frozen baby and, like, oh, sorry, this was your kid.
This was it.
You gotta have, like, a fresh...
You gotta have a fresh, fresh baby.
That can match what a rough approximation of what their kid was. You gotta have like a bunch of babies.
You gotta have just a bunch of.
You know what's even a worse thought, an even more terrifying thought, that the babies aren't dead, and they've got like a bunch of live babies on stock until they need a dead baby.
So okay, this is what you do: you go to Russia, you get some white babies. You go to a lot of cheap you white go to babies. Haiti. This is how you do it.
A lot it's of like, cheap white babies you in
go,
Russia.
You go to these other countries, get these cheap dead babies or cheap live babies. However you want to do it, I don't know how much grit you got. I
have how serious are you about this?
Like, I don't know what kind of nigga you is, but whatever, you get a live baby, you get a dead baby. From these other lower, where the baby is cheaper. Yes. You know, they're babies.
You get a lot really of blonde hair, blue eyes, in the fucking slobber. Yeah.
You know? So you and you can't tell when they're that little. You know, all you need is a little bot. Because that's what they don't have. They don't look like
they're anything. All fucking look
they look
the
like
same.
Birds. They all look like, ew, their fucking little creepy hands and
gosh,
shit.
Babies are so weird.
They're disgusting. All of them are ugly as fuck. But, so okay, strange. So now you go there, you buy the cheap baby, you come back to America. Now you have a dead baby to give to these women or people.
Right.
Case closed.
Done. How do you get the dead babies across the ocean?
I would suggest, like, shipping container.
Just refrigerated shipping
sure.
containers.
Oh, for sure.
Vacuum seal that
vacuum,
shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't just have the baby fucking in the elements, well.
Clearly. Wait,
can I tell you the story now that I heard?
So here's the thing. What kind of started this thought was Max actually has a story.
And this was told to me.
But yeah, it's not Max is not a stolen baby.
It was No. You can tell where I come from. Both those niggas ain't shit. Just like me.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, Mom. Fuck you, Dad. So you know exactly where I came from. There's no.
I love Max's mom, yeah. By the way. I always say hi to her when I hear her in the
She's
background.
She's still a bitch.
She always gives me just, hi, Zed.
She don't even listen to this.
She's busy. She ain't got the time to listen to this
well,
stuff.
That's
dude.
Why she'll keep getting called up. I'll see you next Tuesday. Until she listens to
I'm
going
to laugh when I talk to you one day, and you're just going to be like, man, she listened to a podcast and whooped my ass.
Hope not. Hope not.
You're just going to walk in to hear the tail end lines of, thanks for listening. Like, find us online. She's just going to be looking at you.
She won't even listen. She'll just, like, walk into the room or something. And we'll be talking about it.
You'll be talking about
it. Whatever. Trick. Listen to our shit. Okay, so this story. Young lady in Brooklyn was she stepped outside her house and it was early in the morning. She lived in a West Indian neighborhood off of Nostrand Avenue. I think like Bedford or some shit. I don't know. She was close to Nostrand.
Side note, West Indian dance parties are crazy.
West Indians get it, nigga. Let it be Sunday, right after church. The black be bumping. You know black, any black be getting it, okay? Anyways, okay. She's walking down the street. A young lady comes out of the building in front of her, and she's holding a baby, and the girl's walking really fast, and my friend, the young lady, said that she looks down, she sees the shoes, the girl's shoes are untied, and she's walking really, really fucking fast, and she's scared that she's gonna drop the baby. So she's like, she comes closer, and she's like following the girl, making sure she doesn't fall, she can help her. Next thing you know, some West Indian motherfucker comes out of nowhere, and he's like, that's my boy's baby, bitch. That's my boy's baby. You can't do that. How the fuck you gonna do that? And the girl's fucking crying. She's still walking. The next thing you know, the West Indian mother's on the steps are like whooping and hollering and saying, don't do it, don't do it. And then she gets to the fucking corner. Some fucking white guy, chubby white guy in glasses with his hat pulled down, just takes the baby. Looks at my friend, apparently. Gets back in the car and drives the fuck off.
And what happened to the girl?
She just walked away. And then this is the fucked up part. Seeing that bitch like 10 months later, she had a fucking stroller. Bitch had another motherfucking baby. And I did not just make that story up. I swear on everything. And then when this girl tells me this story, and I've heard her tell it several times. She tells it the exact same way every time. And she's always freaked out. And it's freaky as fuck. And white people
man coming for your baby.
Can I tell you guys though, the dead baby market. I mean the BMV black market baby.
Run by white.
Oh, you don't have to say black market baby market, dude. How do you do that?
What black market dead baby black market.
The black market baby. I don't know. Anyways, it's
the baby market. They're just the baby market.
The baby market is ran and I'm sure funded majority by white people. It's a majority.
Was that
white people
was that
thing.
Even a question?
Probably not. No. I just wanted to point it out. You know, every time I can point out how shitty white people are, I'm going to do it. So.
That's fair. I didn't think that was even an issue. Of course the white people are behind the,
fucking man.
Like, the man. Literally, the man is behind the baby market.
I mean, here's the thing. At a certain point, once we've, like, the population, the population of the world has gone, like, gotten too big, aren't we gonna have to start killing babies? Because like, we can't kill full growns. So what do you do? Because there's going to be a point where
kill
we can't...
Kill the old people. Kill the old motherfuckers.
Okay, I like that.
Because they ain't really providing anything. They ain't going to provide anything.
Because they can't do shit.
They ain't doing shit. They just...
sitting there.
They eating and shitting. They got a dog that does that.
Slow and shit.
Yeah.
I told my mom, like, look, I mean, I love you, but if, like, you start shitting on yourself and stuff, I'm going to smother you in your sleep. Like, that's it.
That's fair. That's,
and like,
that's
yeah.
a fair compromise.
And not because I don't love you, but because you're a burden.
But because I do love you.
And I love you, and I can't look
because
at you like
I do
this.
Love you.
I can't sit here and watch you look like this. And, bitch, like, you're a burden, so. I ain't got no kids, huh? I ain't got no kids. With your old ass. just sitting there. Oh, my God. You ain't even moving. Ugh. Oh, people are gross. Ugh. That's fucked up. Almost as fucked up as what you asked me the other day.
Listen, all I know is that in nature, people with Down syndrome would never breed.
No. What? That's no.
That was the gist of what I was
no,
saying.
No, that's one. Everyone. I hope everyone knows that's wrong. Because if you going to tell me just because you got Down syndrome, you don't know how your dick work?
No. I'm just saying if, like if we were literally, like, a survival of the fittest society.
But they can still, like, you're telling me they can, like, hang back, like, on the outskirts.
Just get their rape on?
Make a
community.
No, but they would find each other and bone, dude.
I don't know.
They would find each other and then they would fuck.
Do you think?
Zach asked me, should people with Down syndrome be able to breed? Is the way, and I know he's a scientist or whatever, and it all comes down to basics for him. But dog. And then wait, what did we ask? Cause I was like, man, in my high school, like you know, you'll see those YouTube clips. I'm like, oh, we took the kid with Down syndrome and like,
yeah,
we made him prom king. But it's like...
Max was really not a fan of that.
Because, like, one, y'all didn't talk to that nigga all year. Didn't nobody invite this nigga to a party. He was always on the bus in that seat alone. Like, didn't nobody fuck with him? And y'all gonna pity fuck him a fucking prom king? Fuck you. I'm waiting for that first nigga with Down syndrome to be like, nah, fuck y'all niggas. I'm glad the year's over. I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. What the fuck? And also at my school, we avoided the slow kids like to play because we were probably horrible people. And I didn't know this was a thing. But then Zach, what did you tell me about your high school?
One of the it was either homecoming or I think it was homecoming because it was
definitely
still,
homecoming. You don't do it for prom. That's a mistake.
I'm trying probably. I got kicked out of my prom. I don't know who was the prom king.
I showed up late because my limo driver got lost.
Our limo driver sold us out. And told the fucking people in the prom we had booze, and they kicked us out.
You got snitched on by some nigga y'all hired?
Yeah. Because we had some dumb motherfuckers talking shit to him as we were driving. It was like, y'all, like, don't be fucking stupid. And then also there was one motherfucker who came with us on the prom bus who, like, didn't go into the prom. So when the guy, like, went back into the, like... to kind of clean up the back of the limo while we were all inside. There was a dude back there just smoking a blunt.
I'm not even... Okay. Alright. That's kind of funny.
But anyways, at the... for our senior year homecoming, we, not we, because I was not a part of it. I voted for myself for homecoming queen.
Yeah, we know how many votes he got.
Like
one.
One or two. I think I got like another friend to vote for me as well.
We're going to do it. We're going to get the whole school to vote for you. Two, that? Yeah. Even your fucking stupid Jamaica hat. You ain't got dreads, nigga. Like, okay, so who'd you guys vote for? This is the disgusting part.
Max, really, you should have seen his face when I told this. We voted for the morbidly obese dude.
Like, come on, vote for the Down syndrome kid. Because at least that nigga didn't have a choice. And here's my thing with y'all voting this fat motherfucker. Like, one.
He was a friend. Everyone liked him, though.
That's cool.
People hung out with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
But he had friends.
Did y'all niggas eat with him? I bet you nobody even seen his fat ass eat.
No, everyone saw him eat.
Ugh.
It's hard not to.
All the only thing is, like, what kind of false expectations are you giving this kid? That's why people are always talking about American fucking, that's why we always score the lowest. You're letting this fat motherfucker think he can go out into the real world and win the real life homecoming king title? Because that'll never happen with your fat ass. Ugh, so disgusting. That nigga's gonna be all over the fucking yearbook. He's gonna be in pictures everywhere. Well, he's gonna have to dance.
He was in pictures anyways, just because he's too big to avoid those.
He's gonna have to dance with some unsuspecting girl who worked for her title. Okay? Yeah, well, she's gotta suck someone's dick. And now it couldn't have been some other attractive fucking desirable. It's gotta be undesirable fucking. Oh my god. Like, you put a desirable with an undesirable. And that's fucked up for the desirable. Because I can't, like...
The desirable wasn't, like, that good of a catch, let's be perfectly honest.
What fucking... Did you go to Ghoulie High School or something?
We got some raggedy-ass bitches, like, who were, like, the popular ones who won, dude. Like, we literally, like... We had a memo came around to the teachers. And it wasn't supposed to be for the students, but, like, our teacher, like, was so fed up with the bureaucracy at our school, she just read it to us. It was like... It has come to the attention that students are using cocaine for weight loss purposes. And, like, she looked at us like, weight loss purposes, right? Like, the teacher's just like, if you see a group of girls going to the bathroom between class, follow them in and make sure they're not doing cocaine. And the teacher's just like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to...
Were there a group of girls doing
Everyone that? Was doing cocaine in my high school.
White people, am I
yeah,
right?
Dude.
We only smoked weed in my high school.
Everyone was doing blow in my high school.
Man, I'm so glad I didn't do that, because I'd be a long gone.
Shit, man. Imagine your habit started like 6 years
oh,
earlier.
No! I'm glad I discovered cocaine when I was kind of a regular person. Like, I don't need that. No. I don't need rehab before 30. I'm thinking I'll keep going at a pretty strong pace and rehab at 32.
I was going to say 32 seems like a good year.
32, be straight by 35, have a family by 38. Divorce by 42, get a new wife by 43. Have three more kids, divorce them, disown all my children. Die alone with
Sad.
The dog. No, happy.
In a gutter.
Happy. Happy. Die alone and die happy. And now have some more little assholes to fucking...
God, just like 17 little Maxes running around at that point.
To rape and pillage the world. That'll be nice.
I have an image of Max as the fucking guy from, what was that movie? The Immortals, King Hyperion. You'll see my face in it for hundreds of years.
That's right. Ugh. That's gonna be so fucking gross.
But also, that kind of came up while we were talking about less more the fat people and more people with mental issues. I think it's illegal to have sex with someone with mental issues.
No, I think you're wrong.
Max would know.
Wow, that was one time you cut. She wanted me. No, I mean, like, you act like somebody with Down syndrome can't fucking make it, like... It's not, like, there's a scale, and, like, you can't, like, bang an autistic person, you can't bang a bipolar person. What does it mean? They have to be, like, in a wood, like...
I guess that's the question. At what point is it that, like, it becomes, like, taking advantage? Or, like, you know...
When they're a vegetable?
No, it's gotta be before then.
You ever fuck a vegetable?
Not really.
Okay. Let's move on, man. Yeah. Me neither.
And he adjusts his collar. Me neither.
I never did that.
I never did that.
That's weird, man.
That was weird. I mean, that's...
So straight. I don't know what the level is, nigga. Why is that going through your head? I get the dead baby thing. I get how that could be, an issue of yours, but, why do you even need to know? If you can, bang some slow girl.
I don't.
Oh, just for the... For our,
it was more just...
For our listeners.
Yeah, just a discussion point.
We know the people that tune into this.
Yeah, I got real low standards for the people who are listening to us.
Oh, I mean, look, here's the thing. Try it and see what happens.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm talking to them.
Oh, them, yeah. Okay. Let us know what happens.
Look at you. You're seeming real, real guilty right now. Very suspicious the way you're acting. Very, very suspicious to me.
So, Max, let's talk about slave feet.
Okay, can we talk about slave feet? Because it's come to my attention that people...
Slave feet is already a term that people have been using...
Incorrectly.
Well, according to Max, incorrectly.
Well, everyone knows what slave feet means. Slave feet does have two meanings, don't get me wrong. And yes, one is a bad meaning. But on Urban Dictionary, we looked it up.
It seems to be a mythical reservoir of speed that black people that have black to people avoid from cops.
Yeah, this is apparently...
it's this mythical reserve that they have. The cops are coming. Slave feet, engage!
Activate.
Slave feet. It's like the flash, everything slows down. And
your nigga feet just pushing you along.
You know?
And that's not what it means.
Not what slave feet means.
Slave feet, it's a twofold thing. The bad connotation of slave feet is that your feet are just raggedy
just
as
raggedy
hell.
Ass. Just like, nasty ass.
You've been kicking fucking bricks. Like when you just got the nasty ass. Ashy ass, slave feet ass feet. Okay, that's the one thing. On the other hand, though, Paradoxically, when I was in... This is actually, yes, it's some weird irony.
Super weird irony about this.
So, this is when I figured it out. Where was I at, actually? Do you remember?
Where were you when you texted me that? You were... The first slave feet was...
I was on a beautiful... It was a beautiful, great, lawn. Fucking perfectly manicured. It was some Bermuda grass or something. It was beautiful. But point is...
It's someone's house or something.
It's your life is so good, basically. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You just take your shoes off and you walk around on the finest of carpets, on the finest of lawns, on the finest of hardwood floors. You live in that slave feet life. No shoes, no worries, slave feet.
So the paradox of that is that's pretty much what a lot of, white people think the slaves were up to back then. Just doing shit, just hanging out, good for nothing fucking slaves, just being all lazy and shit. I think that's where the paradox of it comes from.
Yeah, fuck y'all niggas. We worked for so many years. We can take a break.
We also came up with a new theory for why the Civil War started today.
Ooh.
But we ain't gonna tell you that one.
That's for my sister.
We ain't gonna tell you this groundbreaking theory.
But it's good. We'll play a little bit of it for one of our new ones when I record it.
But pretty much the moral of it is everyone's still real racist.
We racist. We racist, but it's okay, because now we got slave feet, and I love slave feet.
I'm a big
You're
person.
You slave feeting right now.
Man, I slave feet all, you give me shit wearing sandals and shit.
Well, because sandals is a Jew foot thing.
It's a very Jew foot thing. We ain't walking across the desert and fuck without shoes.
Yeah, well, shit, y'all niggas had the desert. That was y'all was just born in the wrong place, That's Africa.
True. Well, I mean, it was Africa.
Damn.
Egypt, literally.
Y'all hear that? I don't want that blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus.
He ain't that blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus.
That ain't my Jesus.
I don't know about you, but Charlton Heston ain't my Moses.
True. what's on our list?
This is something that falls into Max's wheelhouse.
So, I think one of my friends...
Max is a terrible person. We all know this, but we love him for it. It doesn't bother me that he's a terrible person.
And, like, I go hard on this thing, but I also have the other 50% of my life when I'm not that terrible.
Okay? It's much less than 50% of his life when he's not that terrible.
I helped some old Mexican bitch carry waters to our car the other day.
And then took the car.
And the waters, nigga. But, like, I think one of my friends, I think their cocaine habit has kind of gotten out of control. And that's a lot coming from me. Because I did cocaine on the Amtrak down here.
Max got off the train. It's like a two-hour train ride. And he got off the train. I swear to God, he could have just stepped out of a club in Vegas. Dude was drunk. Like, aggressive. Had already dealt with someone passing out in a bathroom.
On a train!
On a train! Like, Jesus, man. And it's not like he came from San Francisco and was like, all right, we got to pass some fucking time. It is a two-hour train ride.
Okay, but I met some people, whatever, they were behind me, and we struck up a conversation about drugs. And he's like, you want some Xanax? I was like, yeah. You want some of this weed, these weed pills I got there? Like, yeah. He's like, I got some cocaine. Do you want to buy some? I was like, yeah. And that was how it went. Then we all, like, got drink some beers.
And then someone passed out in the bathroom.
And then, like, it's fucking lightweight.
You should have just left him. Like, I don't know this motherfucker. Like,
see, no, because I'm a good person, Zach. And I'm, like, you know. Like, one, you're not supposed to get that fucked up alone, you little dumb. You know, he was a kid. He was a kid. So I'm not going to leave him in a bathroom because I'm a good person. But, okay, so one of my friends, I think, has a pretty bad cocaine habit right now. To where he's just like, every time I'm with him, he's just fucking weirder and stranger and more shady because of cocaine. And you know, the problem with cocaine, which is why I don't fucking do it every day because I love it, is you kind of get unhinged a bit if you just continue to do it and not sleep and do it. And not sleep.
Because
sleep is important. That's
very important.
That's the other thing. I love sleep for drugs too much. So, okay. But, like, he's kind of going off the rails. And, like, you know, how niggas who are friends, every time you get around a friend that's not that friend, you talk about the other friend's coke habit. So I was with my buddy. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, I think it's getting bad. And he's like, you think? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I don't think you're helping. And I was like, what? And he was like, what do you and your friend do? What do you and him do every time you're together? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're a bad influence. And what does that mean? What do you think a bad influence is, Zach? Are people bad influences on you?
I mean, yes and no, but I don't think a friend... A friend isn't a...
A friend is kind of supposed to... Like, I'm supposed to let my hair down when
Yeah. It's supposed to be you pick your friends not caring about... Because you can deal with whatever flaws they might have and they're not going to corrupt you. If you're weak enough to let somebody else's flaws, like, drag you down, that's a you problem. Because if the person who introduced you to it is fine and you've just completely quickly surpassed them, that's a them problem. That ain't a you problem.
Have some integrity.
Yeah. You don't see me... Exactly.
I ain't high 5 days a week. I'm not high 5 days a week.
No, I know.
Okay. Anyways,
I'm doing fine. You don't do cocaine 5 days a week.
Exactly. I'm doing great.
But no, I think that's kind of a bullshit thing. Especially for a third party to say.
Oh my, you know? And again, like you said, like, I'm not... Like, we're not friends because I'm trying to convince you to go to church with me, nigga.
We're really going to stop being friends if you try to tell me, hey, you, me, we got a date Sunday morning. With God.
With God. It's kind of a three-way. No, I'm with you so we can go to a bar.
Sunday morning and get drunk.
And get drunk.
Get a little bit
bottomless mimosas.
You know. Do Come what you on. Do.
Talk a little shit about people. A
lot of shit.
Yeah. Maybe do some blowing us in the stall together. Like, friends, I'm just getting in the stall with people that I'm not comfortable with.
That's not true at all.
Comfortable with.
That's not true at all. I didn't say that I don't know. All.
I didn't say
that. You...
Are we going to bring that up?
I mean, I'm just going to look at you and you're going to know that you weren't comfortable with that motherfucker.
It wasn't that uncomfortable. I got molested by some dude when I was in New York. Like, aggressively, like...
Oh,
and, aggressively and, fondled.
And on that note, we have definitely hit some triggers. Hope you paid attention to that warning.
Yes. That's. We decided we might need warning because we... Right, let's tell the story and then let's talk about the trigger. So, I was...
I think that was the story pretty much.
Right? And I didn't get raped. There was no penetration. There was no under the clothing action at all. But I was in New York. I met a guy in the bar and he was really nice to me. And I just thought we were being really good friends. And then... We go to the bathroom, and, like, he pulls out this blow, and then we're about to start doing it, and he, like, starts grabbing my dick, and I'm like, dog, chill out. And he's like, do you want to leave? And I'm like, well, let's do this cocaine first. So it's like, I kind of put myself in the situation.
And had multiple chances to leave.
He had a bunch, and it was good shit. What the fuck are you talking about? You ain't never had your dick touched before. Whatever, dude. Whatever. It was like 2 a.m.
Oh, okay.
It was late. Like, I couldn't call my drug dealer. Or I did call him and he wasn't around.
Terrible drug dealer.
That's why I moved. So getting my dick touched in the bathroom.
Sick of that shit.
Sick of that shit. So, as you guys might have seen, we decided to put a trigger warning because apparently Zach told me this. I didn't even know there's kind of triggers, and I don't want to seem insensitive about anything.
But we are.
But God, niggas are so emotional. It's like they're the only person some bad shit's happened to. Like, I get it if it's like real, real, real tough. Yeah,
but like...
Like, come on, y'all. I've had some fucked up shit happen to me. It's gonna get better, as they say. Shit. God. Fucking bad influence. Like, when...
I mean, if you have some brutal stuff, like, warning. There's, like, some dude gets his intestines ripped out through his anus. Like, let that me...
Sounds awesome. Like, that sounds like an awesome story. One, what did that nigga do? Two, who was the nigga he did it to?
Kung Fu fight. Has to be.
Is there an apparatus? Like, how did this go? Yup. Entire forearm.
Like, to the elbow. Twist. Grab.
Yank. Oh, nigga. But that sounds awesome. What would that trigger? When you had explosive diarrhea? My explosive diarrhea trigger. The only thing I have that triggers like an erection trigger. I'm like, well, I like that.
Warning, this shit might get Max hard.
That's it? And like, that person does drugs trigger. Let me go befriend that stranger.
Max's triggers are more like reflexes than triggers.
Yeah, it's just kind of a second
thought. Oh, that happens. Let's do it.
It's my seventh. Wait, how many senses do you? It's my eighth sense.
We have five.
We have four.
We have five.
You have five.
Do you want to list your four senses for me?
Taste, feel, your dick, hearing.
Smell.
Mine don't work.
Sight.
Oh, seeing is a good one. That's six.
Yeah, your dick ain't a sense.
Oh, shit.
The dick sense.
That's the thing, nigga. They should make like a superhero.
Ugh.
A dick scent.
So can I talk about someone for a second? My new favorite hero?
This is your fucking trigger.
This is kind of my trigger. Whenever this motherfucker's in the news.
Zach's trigger is like every time a black nigga gets beat up by the police. I'm like, how have you lived for so long? This nigga should just be like under a fucking blanket at all times with the blinds closed and the lights off. Shit.
Matthew Apperson. You are a national goddamned hero.
And apparently kind of nuts.
I will not stand by as my heroes are ripped down by the corrupt police protecting Zimmerman.
That nigga's got a Zimmerman fucking sense. He can't give up.
Well, this is the dude that Zimmerman said, like, do you know who I am? I will kill you, like, a couple months ago, too.
Wait, Zimmerman said that to him?
Yeah, but Apperson's the one with the with the mental issues.
Who said that he said that? Apperson? And then Apperson started in the police report. You can say, I just want the record to show that you can say whatever the fuck you want in the police report.
All I know is that this guy shot at George Zimmerman and then called the police on himself because he didn't kill the Zim.
Yeah.
You can't leave the Zim out, like, angry. You gotta, like, get yourself in protective custody quickly.
They're like, what's it called when somebody's your...
Nemesis.
Your nemesis.
They're straight nemesis. Up nemesis. And it's great because, like, the police straight up then started to vilify the guy, like, he's got a history of mental issues. Like, he's fixated on Zimmerman.
They kind of look alike, too. They kind of both have the crazy, fat, white boy.
Yeah, they do. Like, Apperson really just looks like...
He wanna kill it. Like, it's like...
He's like the cover of Average Joe Monthly.
For...
He is literally, like, the first cover star of Average Joe Monthly. Literally, like, it's just, like, the picture they were using of him for the first couple days before they had a mugshot or anything... Was just like a Facebook picture of him like playing the drums.
And it says, learn how to mediocrely play. Learn how to play the drums mediocrely.
just looking like a fucking
schlub.
Just fucking jamoke.
fucking schlubby ass. Average Joe.
Average Joe.
Pointing at you.
But like not really like missing the camera he's supposed to be looking at. And it's slightly out of focus.
Fucking, yeah, I mean...
So I'm a huge fan of this guy, because someone finally shot at George Zimmerman.
Do you think anyone's going to kill him?
I think this guy tried to.
How does he keep almost dying?
He doesn't. He keeps starting fights with people who won't kill him, except for this dude. This dude's like the only one who's like, all right, let's play, Georgie.
But how did he miss, too? I don't understand how he missed. Wasn't he, like, damn near at point-blank range?
I think it was from car to car.
Damn, this is some hood-ass shit.
It's some, yeah. They ain't fucking around.
Did Zim shoot, too?
Nah. Zim, I imagine, maybe Zim, like, it turned over a new leaf for him. Like, he got shot at. Was like, holy shit, is that what I've been doing? This is terrifying.
Nah,
this is absolutely terrifying.
Does George Zimmerman have his gat on him, though?
Of course! When does George Zimmerman not have a gat on him?
So this is very confusing for me, then. I don't understand. Is this a made-up... Was this planted by Florida? This is weird. He's still in Florida, right? Or is he in, like, Texas now?
He's in
now
Florida. He's
shit.
In Florida. He's like a celebrity in Florida.
Is he?
Yeah!
Is he getting paid to, like, go to, like, shitty bars?
God, I hope not.
You know he is.
That national security shit.
Oh, dog. He's, like, going to bars in the fucking boonies, and they're, like, special guest George Zimmerman host. You know. We should go to Florida.
I always thought, like, well, how do we find Zimmerman and put him in a situation where we can legally kill him under the Stand Your Ground law?
Nigga, don't bring me into that. I am not gonna get shot by some white motherfucker in the deep south. That ain't. I moved from Atlanta for a motherfucking reason.
It's a horrible quest.
Do not like that shit. And yeah, no. I'm not like you know. You can y'all niggas can remove yourselves from those places. You know that, right? Shit. Maybe don't come out here, look, because then that'll just inflame the black hate where I'm at. All these niggas moving out here. It's fine.
So, I don't know if you know this, but we're pretty much prophets of the future, Max. Have you realized that yet?
We're so fucking ahead of the game. I think we might.
Ebola.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Got it. And then was off it before everybody threw it. We was like...
We were off it when CNN was in the middle of, like, freaking everyone out. We were just like, whatever, dude.
Whatever, it's done.
It's done. It's fine.
It's done.
Ebola. Mm-hmm. What else did we get?
The big one that just fucking passed. Little bitches. And nobody even gave us our credit. Not one person. Not Jon Stewart. Not fucking Fox fucking Morning Show. Not fucking anyone. No one gave us our credit for this. And I think you just said it. Average Joe quarterly.
Monthly.
Was it monthly?
Monthly to quarterly. It's...
Back when we were a fledgling...
Back when we were fucking punks.
Back when we were fucking punks. We didn't know anything about the world back then. We hadn't given one super in-depth journalistic interview.
You gotta chill. You gotta chill. We done one interview.
More than a lot of other niggas. What's up? So look. We said... You know what I don't like? How all these regular niggas is getting play. What is this? Average Joe Monthly?
No. That's not how Average Joe Monthly... What Average Joe Monthly came up was looking at, like, the fucking men's health journals and, like, the vacations across the world and being like, normal motherfuckers ain't doing this shit. Like, or looking like this. No, like, true. Like, give me the Average Joe Monthly, like, vacation for under $1,000. You know? Like, and then... Lo and behold, what is the craze, Max, that has come around in the last week or so?
Regular niggas are cool.
Dad bod.
No.
I'm actually a fan of dad bod. I have a very strong...
He's an average Joe bod, goddammit. Stop calling it a dad bod.
That's true. It's average Joe bod. I have a pinnacle of averageness.
That's a problem for me, because look, and this was my beef last time. No. Sit your average ass down in your average ass house your average ass vacation.
I'm in the middle of that damn bell curve and proud.
Nigga, you can't be chilling at the Super 8 and think you're supposed to get a continental breakfast. All y'all got is muffins and coffee.
That is a continental breakfast.
Okay, then a full... Good. Then all you... No average ass deserves an average ass breakfast. Why do they call it a continental?
Because no one ever
get it anywhere? Is that what that means?
I don't think anyone actually knows what a continental breakfast is.
Like, what is that? Like, I don't...
It's food from different continents, I think.
So this is less than a continental at the Super 8. Well, I don't even know. Danishes
from Denmark.
How would I even know what a Super 8 is? That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what happens in a Super 8. I just thought you went to have sex with hookers and murder them.
Yeah, I am above at hotels that have hourly rates.
I thought that was just a place to... I'm not above... No. I'm not above them, but I'm not... That's, like, not a thing, you know? Like... And you don't murder a hooker every fucking week, you know? That's like twice a year, maybe three, if you're having a good
stressful.
Year.
If it's a good year.
If it's a good year. You know?
Like a treat to yourself?
Yeah. Like,
I've been good this year. Let's kill a third.
Yeah, let's do it again. You know? Shit, but it's like, that was our shit. Somebody told me that Louis C.K. stole my shit.
That's true.
He stole my fucking SL my war glue. You ain't slick, nigga. Everybody seen it. And I got the text message from my one friend who reached our website to prove it. He was like, have you seen that Louis C.K. thing? And I was like, what you talking about? I like Louis C.K. That was before you played me, nigga. Because I don't like you no more. And he was like, yo, he totally ran your shit. And yeah. Okay, some people might be like, that vaguely touched on the same things as you. Louis C.K. did not steal your shit. But I ain't stupid, Louis. You ain't stupid. And the only way I will take this back is if you come and be a guest on my podcast.
That's true. Louis C.K., the ball is in your court.
It's in your court. If not, I'm telling everybody you stole my shit.
We got our shit timestamped.
Everybody gonna know. We ain't got nothing to lose. You're the fucking mega celebrity.
That's true. We got shit to
we
lose.
Ain't got shit to lose.
We got 92 cents in our accounts.
That's how much we made. 92, nigga. So just come see me. Come see me, Louie. God. My fortune telling, I predict that he will not come.
Let's see the future. We ain't gonna get Louis C.K. on questionable decisions.
We just want everybody to know.
We call him out.
We call him out how we see it. Whether it's dead babies, whether it's fucking whatever we talked about just Average Joes, Ebolas, it don't matter. Africans, fat niggas, it don't matter, Louis. You think you off limits? I hate Africans, nigga. I say it all the time.
He does.
I say it all the time, Louis. Does. You think I'm scared of you? You kind of fat. He's average Joe. He's living an average Joe life.
He's living an average Joe life.
And then he gonna come steal my shit. My shit. Up here. CK down here. And he gonna come steal my shit.
That's like really animated right now. It's really.
You gonna come take my shit? Damn, Louis, I thought, man, like, I thought that nigga had integrity. I thought he lived a code of honesty, you know? And to go on such a, like, public, a nationally fucking televised, you know, like, people see that shit in Asia. People see that shit everywhere around the fucking world. And you gonna come steal my shit? Little old me? We doing something right, Zach. I guess we doing something right. Okay. Well,
you feel better?
I feel better. Good. I think.
Excellent.
I think that's it. Check us out online. Twitter, QD_online. Our Facebook, Questionable Decisions.
QuestionableDecisions.com.
Mm-hmm. QuestionableDecisions.com.
Find us on iTunes, Podomatic.
Yep.
If you're on the internet, we're on the internet. You know where to find us.
Come look for me. We should do like a Questionable Decisions on Ice kind of thing. We could have like Africans. We could have like Louis C.K. like an impersonator, obviously.
That'd be a real interesting. A giant Ebola guy in Ebola costume just chasing everyone.
That one picture of the Ebola that wasn't really a picture of Ebola. And we could direct it all. We wouldn't be in it.
We'd have to be in it.
I can't ice skate. Black people don't ice skate.
You learned to ice skate. We put you in like a little, like a ATV or a snowmobile or something.
I could get into that.
That'd be kind of dope.
All right, we'll talk about it. Thanks for listening.
If you have access to an ice rink and costumes to help put on an ice show, reach out to us, please.
Or if you have a black market baby dealer, also reach out to us for research only.
Research purposes only.
Okay. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Warning, my dick is present.
It wasn't funny. Just because she laughed doesn't mean it was funny.
Oh my god. Babe, stop. We're working here.
It's okay. You laughed. Don't touch me. My dick.